A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, October 9th, 2014. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today we are focusing on the International Day of the Girl Child, which will be commemorated on Saturday with particular emphasis on girls and education.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you ladies, the day to mark is Thursday, every Thursday.
On the internet, you can also find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba ku www.voashona.com. Loba njalo ku www.voaindebele.com.
Yes, PJ, this is a wonderful Thursday. The theme of this year's International Day of the Girl Child, which will be commemorated this Saturday, is empowering adolescent girls, ending the cycle of violence. The day promotes girls' human rights, highlights gender inequalities that remain between girls and boys, and addresses various forms of discrimination in Zimbabwe. But Zimbabwean organizations and governments have long said sexual violence against women and girls and gender-based violence in general have reached alarming levels in the country, despite various efforts by government and other stakeholders to curb it. Meanwhile, the girl child's access to education has been limited, with calls for the government to improve education for girls, PJ.
Yes, as the world commemorates that day, the Day of the Girl Child, calls are being made for more government intervention on reducing the high incidence of school dropouts for young girls, with more opportunities being offered to boys. There are issues of child-headed families, forced early marriages for underage girls, mainly due to poverty.
But PJ, it's not all gloom and doom, because we have organizations like UNICEF, which are exploring how technology can actually be used to access education for out-of-school girls and improve the quality of learning for every child.
Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, UNICEF and the government are actually offering 36,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, of school girls an opportunity to return to school through the Second Chance Education Program. The program is offering accelerated learning for girls who have never been to primary school and life skills through functional literacy and numeracy.
And for girls who are not able to return into the formal system, the program offers technical training in agriculture and partnership with the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, which is really a very good idea. Okay. And PJ, I had the opportunity to speak to the Education Minister Lazarus Dokora before coming on air. And he was actually saying there are equal opportunities for girls and boys. But a lot of people dispute that, which is why we are here today.
Lamhlanje kuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama ku Live Talk sihlaziya inhlupho ezidibana lamantombazana kwezemfundo ngasikhathi sinye umhlaba unanza ilanga lelungelo lomntwana oyintombazana ele National Day of the Girl Child i-international phela isiqokotela salonyaka sithi empowering adolescent girls ending the cycle of violence okutsho kubana ukulimukisa umntwana oyintombazana ekuqedeni udlakela oluqondiswe kuye ugatsha lwezemfundo eZimbabwe luthi lona lupha amathuba afanayo ebantwaneni bonke bangaba ngabesilisa loba ngabesifazane kumbe amantombazana okuyinto elandulwa ngabanye.
Yebo, PJ. I think you were saying some very interesting things right there on education. But tongo chedu nasi mchirongwa chedu che Women's Round Table ngati kurukurei madzimai. Tiri kutarisa matambudziko ari kutarisana nemwana sikana munyika. Panguva apo zvinhu zvisina kunyatso mira zvakanaka. Tiri kutarisa kuti panguva ino nemusi wemugovera PJ. Madzimai kana kuti girl child achange iye achicherechedzwa musi iwoyo kuti ndapi matambudziko ari kutarisa. tirisana nawo uye angagadziriswe sei nhasi ndawana ini mukana wekutaura negurukota rezvedzidzo vativo aiwa munyika vanasikana nevanakomana vari kupiwa kodzero dzakafanana panyaya yezvedzidzo asi vazhinji vari kuti ivo kwete
vari kuramba
saka ndozvatinenge tichikurukura nhasi pije nekuti tinotarisa kuti zviri kunzi izvo vanasikana vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachirodzwa vachiri nemakore mashoma vari kuwana ivo vasingapiwe mukana sevanakomana kana njodzi dzapinda mumusha vanasikana vanonzi aiwa iwe imbogara uchengete vana mwanakomana
the economic situation kana yangoitika kana vakuda kuita cut down they always cut down on girls education more than boys
saka ndozvatichange tichitarisa nhasi tanyatsopiwa mukana isu madzimai kuti titarisa kuti vana vedu vechisikana vari kuremekedzwa here kodzero dzavo dzekuti vaende kuchikoro vaite dzidzo nekuti ndinotarisa kuti mai Obama panguva yapfuura vakataura ivo kuti ivo kunyange zvavo muno muamerica vanasikana vanga vakadzvinyirirwa panguva yavaitorwa senhapwa vakazopiwa mukana wekuti vaende kuzvikoro zvepamusoro izvo zvakaita kuti vakwanisewo kuzova vari ivo mukadzi wemutungamiri wenyika yeamerica saka tongotarisa izvozvo kuti aiwa vana vakapiwa mukana vanogona kuitawo zvinodadisa muna ramangwana
and vakawanda varipo who have got high positions we have gone through all these difficulties so it's not something new but we need to improve
yes PJ I think we've been given the opportunity today ahead of Saturday where the world over the United Nations
the
day for the day of the girl child
yes
I suppose we have wedoktanga
atina mashoko
aiwa tichapiwa zvedinatatenda asi ari kutaura iye kuti tine tatsikwa pano na sisinomusa
nomusaneke
vakatimirira
mumancubelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo nomusa
niyabonga
kunjani mama
niyaphila bama ninjani
hayi nyaphila wena ke ukunhlanganiso le eMatabeleland South Ideas for Development Center namhlanje sikhuluma ngomntwana ikakhulu owesintwana kumbe oyintombazana siyakwamukela ke kuhlelo ubana usichazisele ukubana wena udibane lani ekusunguleni lolu hlelo I'll start off with in English ungakayi esindebeleni
yes PJ so that at least we can all be included in
the conversation
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's basically your organization and what made you start this program or this initiative?
Well, I grew up in Matabeleland South, in rural Matabeleland South. And I had all my education from grade 1 up to form 4 in rural Matabeleland South. Mm-hmm. And when we grew up, by that time, well, we're using Smith buildings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what we used to have was, as a girl, we expected to go as far as form 4. Then form 4, you get married or you find some work or something, even do domestic work and go and look after your parents and stuff like that. That's what we expected of us. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have really role models when we grow up. So it was as a teacher or in a, that's what I knew that when you're studying as a child, that's what I can be, a teacher and a nurse. And I hated teaching anyway. The nurse... All the things that I was meant to do, I couldn't identify myself with those things. So by the time I finished Form 4, I went to South Africa. And when I was in South Africa, then you realize that life is not about going to South Africa because it's either you work in a restaurant or you end up being a maid, somebody's maid, and washing knickers and stuff like that. Then I thought this wasn't life. Then I stayed in South Africa for 14 years working in a restaurant. Then I decided to come over to England. Mm-hmm. Then in England, I realized again that without education, there is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll education.
Hello, okay. Madam. I think we'll take one of our other guests, Miss Nyaradzo Mashaya Mombe, and then we'll continue with you just to welcome her onto the program. Hello, Miss Mashaya Mombe.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the program. And we also have Mr. Abiot Moyo, a teacher in Harare. Welcome, Mr. Moyo.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Miss Mashaya Mombetombo, enda kwa murimi, munoshanda nevasikana vechidiki. Ndezvipi zvamungati imi matambudziko ari kusangana nevasikana vechidiki pari zvino? Panyaya iyoyi takatarisa kuti nemusi wemugovera tichange tichiyeuka zuva remwanasikana pasi rose.
Mai zvita henyu. Matambudziko anosangana nemwanasikana akati wandei, kusanganisira matambudziko ane pini yedu yegore rino yekuti hanzi violence kana kushungurudzwa kwemwanasikana. Kana tichitaura kushungurudzwa kwemwanasikana, tinotaura mukushungurudzwa kwakasiyana-siyana. Yatinonyanyoziva shungurudzo yemwanasikana ndeyekubatwa chibharo. Tabva panyaya yekubata chibharo, tinowanikwa kuti mwanasikana achiregedzeswa kuenda kuchikoro. Achiregedzeswa kuenda kuchikoro zvinomukonzeresa kuenda kuchikoro zvakati kuti kusanganisira nyaya yekuroorwa ari mwana mudiki. Imwe nguva kakawanda kacho kutumwa kunoroorwa, asiwo nekushaya chokubata zvinonguva mwanasikana anoenda ega kunoroorwa achiri mwana mudiki. Tiri ipapo futi matambudziko anosangana nemwanasikana akawanda amwe aisho ndeeutachiwana huriko mazuva ano hweshuramatongo. Tabva panyaya dzeshuramatongo tichongoti nhamo chaiyo, nekuti tiri kuti mwanasikana akaroorwa ari mwana mudiki, akawanda kacho anenge achiroorwawo nemunhu anenge asinowo chakadinyatsochekubata. Saka dzimwe nguva panowanikwa pane nyaya yekutambura nhamo chaiyo, nyangwe kusiri kwokuti mumwe wacho amuroora haana nhamo. Dzimwe nguva nenyaya yekuti anenge aroorwa ari mwana mudiki, anogona kuwana njodzi dzatambotaura dzadzo zvirwere, nekuti anenge asingakwanise kunyatsogona kuzvimiririra. Zvakadaro futi anogona kuwanikwa zvichingoenderanawo kuti vana vake vanoita ivo vanongorambawo vari mudambudziko renhamo yatinoti pachirungu yo poverty cycle, zvichingoramba zvichingoramba zvichingodaro.
Yeah, hatombokubatai muromo ipapo. PJ, as we are listening to Miss Mashaya Mombe, she was articulating the same issues we've been discussing earlier on about some of the issues that are facing young girls in the country.
Ubekhuluma lapho unkosazana Mashaya Mombe ukuthi vele ziningi izinto ezibuyisela muva umntwana oyintombazana ukuba naqhubekele phambili ngesikolo. Kungaba yi-economy, ezenotho, ngekhaya, inhlalakahle yangekhaya. Bakhangelela ukuthi bona nxa usuqede u-form 4 njengakhona okokhulunywe langumancube unkosazana neke uthi yena bayalotsholiswa besesebancane abantwana. Bangavele baqeda u-form 4 kumbe baqeda u-grade 7 kwezinye indawo, bahle sebekhangelela ukubana umntwana alotsholwe.
Yeah.
The matter of the girl.
It's exactly what Miss Mashaya Mombe has been saying here, that the issue of early marriages, yes, especially amongst girls, and this new HIV/AIDS phenomenon is also affecting young girls because they go into early marriages. They have relationships with men when they are younger. They get into sexual relationships with men when they are younger, and they don't know sometimes how to protect themselves because of the poverty cycle.
Yeah.
And also just not being given a chance for, you know, education, for example. So we'll also take Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Hello. How are you, ladies?
We are fine. You're one of the lucky men to be on our program tonight. And we would like to hear from you. You're a teacher yourself. What are some of the issues that you are seeing, especially when it comes to the issue of young girls and being given the opportunity to go to school?
Probably where we get it wrong as a nation is whereby we think that legislation is action. You know, there could be laws that protect or provide, you know, for that the girl child should go to school. But what we must always ask ourselves is that legislation implemented? Do we have the means? What is the government doing? Does the government pay, you know, for the girl child, for the poor? You know, what is happening to those people? Now, we have also to look at the HIV scourge, whereby we are saying we have child-headed families, mm-hmm. what is happening? What does the eldest girl do in order to provide for the siblings? So some of these things affect, you know, the educational process of the girl child. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to look at also issues like prostitution. You know, these are all results of poverty. But now the major problem is that we always look at that the law says this. It says that everyone should go to school. But as we all know, you know, we need books, we need uniforms, we need ballpoint pens and things like that. And nobody can go to school on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. So it's some of those things to be considered. And at the end of the day, you know, whatever progress has been made is actually disturbed or disrupted by that the pupils lack means, you know, of survival, means actually to continue with school. So at one point, they end up dropping from school. I think some time back, there were issues of, you know, small girls in Epworth who were engaged in prostitution, because that was the way, you know, to survive. So I think let's try and look at that. It is not all to do with legislation, but let's see how that the pieces of law are implemented to enable the girl child or any child to go to school.
Aiwa, thank you very much, Mr. Moyo. PJ, mwanzi kwa shitora wa Moyo. Varikuta ora iwo kutipanga iswe zvapo mitemo, asi inozoteverwa here. Uyezve iye munhu angaende kuchikoro here ane nzara nezvimwewo zvakadaro. Tisatatora muteereri wedamenewo maonero ako iwe.
Ye, vesichonja munumzana Moyo ukuti izikhubeko zikhona ziningi ukubalisela yena le ukuthi yokulotsholiswa yokwendiswa abantwana abasesebancane umnotho welizwe kumbe inhlalakahle yangekhaya i-poverty ukuswela kwenza ukuthi imuli zithathe amanyathelo angaqhakathekisi ilungelo lowesintwana. Izinto eziningi azibalisileyo wabalisa lokuthi abanye bagcina sebephila ngokuthengisa imizimba yabo, i-prostitution. Azaba ziningi nje balabo bayazibona izikhubeko njengababalisi. Kodwa-ke uthi uhulumende ngabe uyathatha amanyathelo. Kungaba kungenziwa le mithetho ethile, kodwa-ke imithetho leyi ayisoze yasebenza nxa kungela amanye amanyathelo athathwayo ukuthi abantwana laba sibatholise ukudla, izembatho, ama-textbooks.
Yeah. Well, that sounds interesting, what you were saying. But we will move on to our caller, Silas. Hello, Silas. Makadi Mkoma Silas. Hello, Mkoma Silas. Aiwa PJ, tinenge vanenge varasika Mkoma Silas. Tombo tsukira zvedu kuna
Nomsa.
Sisi Nomsa.
Yeah. Nomsa, lokho khona ecingweni ngiyathemba.
Yeah, ngikhona.
Yeah, ngicela nje uthi gqaqa ngamafichane ukuthi kati vele lina ukuze lisungule uhlelo lwenu lokuthi litholise abantwana amabhuku, litholise abantwana ifurniture, lokunye okudingakalayo ezikolweni ezimbalwa eMatabeleland South. Likuqalise njani lokho? Njalo belibonene.
I-problem esibalayo like masivakathele emakhaya khona ukuthi athole ukuthi abadala manje sometimes ngathi abaselandaba ne-education naw ufika bacabanga ukuthi are the bread winner, yes, to support everybody. Abantwana abasayibalulekisa impi imfundo. So siyakwazi ukuthi i-government has to have an input in everything, but asinayo i-control over ilokhuzeni i-government. Imithetho yenzakala eZimbabwe asinayo i-control over yona. So what we are trying to do with it, sizama ukuthi sifake ilokhuzeni i-community i-spirit sonsana sokuthi bazame uku-encourage abantwana ukuthi baye esikolweni. Then it's like sometimes next year we're trying ukuthi siqale ukuthi sibamotivate like abantwana abafana na umuntu ofana na wasuka eku-form 4 but also kwelinye izinga ngemfundo ukuthi sibamotivate ukuthi guys, you can go beyond this. This is not the end of the world. You can do something with your life. So ngokuzama ukubapha amabhuku no whatever we can get ama-resources esokwanisa ukuthi siwathole sibatholele wona. Bekwazi ukuthi noma besehluleka abazali benga-afford ukuthi bababhadale and stuff like that. ezinye izinto ezifana namabhuku namapens into ezincane zona lezo bekwazi ukuthi they don't have that burden even abazali babo ukuthi they have to go esikolweni. At least maybe nasibamotivata ngobatshela ukuthi guys sesihambile amazwe sarawunda akukho lapho kungasetshenziswa khona imfundo even emakhiweni na ungafundanga akusebenzi.
Akusebenzi.
So go back to school.
Yeah. Basically, Nomsa is saying they've started this initiative of helping out in schools in Matabeleland and South. Ubalise izikole ezingaki. Ngibone kulabo St. Joseph. Several schools in Matabeleland and South.
Ziningi, even Matabeleland and North, because like so makwili letya, sisengaki.
Yeah.
So abafuna ukulokhuza kuqale ngama associations like mina mbuya ezamanyoni izamanyoni ine association
yeah
yama students so we started things like that then we decided ukuthi okay guys asihlanganeni then we share ideas we put forums even ngoma WhatsApp forums abanye like right now bona abanye bafaka into kuze emanambe mapheyona bathethe abanye base Zimbabwe abanye sasolokuzeni so all over the country which uthi siyabe sikhuluma ngelokhuzeni sitshela nama ideas ukuthi how can we could go right. Abanye bayenze something lesho ukuthi guys nasenze lokhu and it worked. Like on the third in Chilanyemba, it's something they are building now. We even helped them fundraise with that into abezifuna for amalokhuze ama building projects up, which is konkana we learn from each other. Then you say ukuthi guys this is what's happening. That's what we're trying to do ukuthi it might have been and yonke iqinise under ilokhuze one umbrella ukuthi sikwazi ukushare ama ideas.
She's basically saying they've got his organization, small organization like the old school
associations,
but they decided now to come under one umbrella organization like the Matabeleland South Ideas for Development Center, MSIDC, so that they can pull
resources
together and help out all these schools because they found out that people are concentrating on bread and butter issues.
Okay.
They are no longer concentrating on improving the schools like we used to do a long time back. Parents would actually build the schools. But you find that even some carpenters would even make furniture.
The benches. Yes.
Make the benches for the, for these children. But I saw a pathetic picture on Matabeleland South Ideas for Development Center. Where children were actually kneeling down on the floor, and the floor is not even, it doesn't have cement.
Oh my goodness.
It's in dust.
PJ, on that note, we can actually go to Nyaradzo because she's working with some schools. Nyaradzo, what is the situation that you're finding, especially in some of the rural schools where you're working? Tell us, what is the situation, especially for young girls?
Okay, so we will start with the main issues of really the access to education. We still have, I think in one of government policies, the government has actually said that no child should have to walk more than 10 kilometers a day, like 5 kilometers to school and 5 kilometers back. But in Zimbabwe, we're finding that many children actually walk more than 10 kilometers to school. I mean, with worst-case scenarios, children go for 15, 20 kilometers in schools. And I think I would probably refer quickly to the Chingwizi camp that we attended recently, where children are reported to be traveling more than 15 kilometers a day to and from school. So if you find a situation in a community where the scenario is like that and the school is that far, girls are bound not to go to school.
To school
not
yeah,
only because they will not be, they will not care enough to go to school, but usually the community or the parents just relax. Because we all know that we have all children, both boys and girls, for them to attain a good education. At a young age, they have to have the parents, you know, pushing for them to go to school. But if children are having to travel such distances, you know, there is no motivation, and sometimes the parents do not push for it for children to go to school. And when that happens, girls don't end up not going to school. They drop out of school, like my grade 5, grade 6, grade 7. And that's when we talk about child marriages. So not only is there the danger of them not going to school, but there's also the issue of during the long distances, when a girl leaves home and to school and from school home in such a long distance,
you are sure that their vulnerability is there with rape cases happening, also early marriages, because they need, you know, but not even for the mombera or school leavers, older men, probably are just roaming the communities in the raw ASA. So when that happens, the girls, they are no longer protected. So that's when they get married early, they have early pregnancies. They have vulnerabilities to issues of HIV and STIs. Then getting closer to the school, the issues of when we get into the school, we find teachers even having relationships with students, you know. And especially when a teacher proposes love to a student, that's a compromised position already. The student, number one, may not have the power to say no to a teacher. They may not have the guts to say no to a teacher. Their life is compromised. And sometimes too, the child is even also willing in that moment, never mind that this is a minor. Mm-hmm. So we find that there are relationships where girls end up having relationships with teachers, and they are raped, and they leave school, and the education is affected. We also have boys of the same age in the school. Date rape, or, you know, a lot of girls get to be raped by their own boyfriend because of our culture here, where if a girl likes
Miss Mashaya Mombe, Miss Mashaya Mombe, I was just coming there. PJ, she has varikutaura zvakawanda. Miss Mashaya Mombe varikutaura kuti panofamba vana vechisikana panyanya kumisha vachienda kuchikoro, vamwe vacho varikubatwa zvibharo, vamwe vanozonzi aiwa muchaenda kuchikoro nekuti hapana mari, nezvimwe vane matambudziko akawanda avari kutarisana navo, nyanya vasikana vari kumamisha. Asi takatarisa ipapo, ndaida kuti tiende kuna vaabioti Moyo vambotitaurawo kuti vamoyo, kuvana vechisikana vari kudzidza mumaguta, toona kuti imi muri muguta, zvakafanana here matambudziko ari kusangana nevana vari kumamisha?
No, zvakasiyana by far, nokuti tikatora vanasikana vari mumaguta vanoita maadvantages ekuwana ekukurudzirwa. Mm-hmm. Nevamwe vavo vanenge vakasimuka, nevamwe vanenge vane mabasa anoratidzika. So at the end of the day, they are actually inspired not to rush into marriage. Mm-hmm. And even if we were to look at the lifestyle iripo mumaguta, inobatsiridzawo vana kuti varambe vachishuvira kuwana dzidzo yepamusoro. Ndinofunga kuti pari zvino tikada kutarisa mamiriro akaita vanasikana vari mumaguta nevanasikana vari kumaruwa, pane mutsauko wakakura chaizvo. Nokuti tikaenda mberi tichicherechedza, tinogona kuwana kuti pakuenda kuA-level vanasikana vakawanda mumaguta vari kukwanisa kuenda kuA-level, asi kumamisha panenge pave nemutsauko. Nyaya yehurombo yatambotaura iya ndo chimwe chinhu chakakura. Tozoitawo yanga ichitaurwa naMashaya Mombe yekuti panofambwa nemwana kuti aende kuchikoro, dzimweni dzenguva hazvisi conducive, nokuti zvinopa mwana mukana wemusikanzwa mikana yokukanganiswa, yokuwana vane vhiringidza yekuabhuzwa. Andaike mutown vana vanenge vachifamba kazhinji madistances madiki, and vamwe vanenge vachiera
makombi. Tombo, kubatai muromo ipapo, vamoyo.
Vamoyo,
rambai henyu makabata nemi Miss Mashaya Mombe.
Kanye lonomsa kuvalaleli vethu averadio, sesehlukana okwamanje ngoba isikhathi sethu kasisavumi, kodwa ke labo abakuwebhu qhubekani lisibukele njalo lilalele. Siyaqhubeka ngohlelo lwethu, asiyihluzeni bomama.
Yes, our guest, you can find us on we're streaming live at www.voazimbabwe.com. And for those who are with us on radio, you can migrate to the internet. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Nyemchereriwe dungara mbakabati.
Hey, buddy.